Welcome to Humble Brag. I'm Nate Mendel, and today I'll be talking about values, specifically how they intersect with regards to society and culture. Have you ever heard people talk about Western society, critiquing it specifically, saying not such beautiful things about it? I certainly have, and I used to wonder what exactly is behind that, because I didn't understand it. As someone who grew up, was born in and grew up in the U.S., the U.S. of A, specifically New York, I always felt like those types of critiques were either born out of not understanding, not truly experiencing, or a misunderstanding. After all, I lived a pretty good life. I understood the freedom that comes with the United States and all of its glory. Something has been happening, though, ever since I left the United States and primarily live overseas, and with getting older and just maturing and understanding topics more intimately and profoundly, I'm starting to understand those critiques. Those critiques are starting to resonate with me more and more, and that's what we're going to get into today. First, let's begin with the basics. There is this superiority complex that America has and Americans carry around, which consists of this chip on the shoulder that America is better. And while it is true that many countries or many civilians living in many countries may feel that about their country, I think America has that feeling, or the population living within that country feel that to a little bit more of a high degree than you would see in the rest of the world. The reason for that is directly correlated to the mentality of America and Americans. America as a country and a government grew to be very powerful very quickly. And as a consequence, they became kind of like the police of the earth, right? Butting into everybody's business. They have military bases in almost every country across the world, hundreds, if not thousands of them. So America kind of became like the schoolyard teacher that walks around and pokes into everybody's business. And I believe as a consequence of military might, power, and then also sheer destruction, what America did to some countries, like dropping atom bombs, gave America this superiority complex whereby your average Joe Schmo walking the street feels really prideful about their country, their land. But it's one thing to be prideful about your country, and it's an entirely different thing to take the next step and proclaim to be morally superior. And I believe that in the U.S. of A, that is what takes place in an unspoken manner, meaning it's not like anybody will tell you this outright necessarily. I mean, there may be some people, but not that I'm aware of. It's more like correlation, cause and effect. Because you have that first mover, for lack of a better term, this is the effect of it. So we went from feeling very powerful from a government military standpoint to feeling very powerful morally and ethically. Judeo-Christian values, which permeate, is at the forefront of American society. And going back just some years, there was a strong sense of traditionalism in society. And recently that has been changing. And with those changes come the superiority complex that you had before. In other words, America did establish itself with a pretty strong systems of morale. And they were obviously traditional. So therefore, the population felt morally superior. And for the reasons explained. You know, we don't chop people's heads off anymore. We don't stone them. We don't do those age-old things. Like, we're going to take biblical traditions, values, and morals and modernize it, and we have a country that's functioning really well. But then society began to advance, right? Now, with advancement, with complete freedom, by throwing away God, science at the forefront, and all of this innovation that has been taking place, the traditional values that first made all of it possible, that brought you to where you were, started to be drowned out. And all the new age crap, shall I call it, started to fill the gaps. But the superiority complex that you had from before came along with it. So that demeanor and that behavior where you walk around feeling morally superior, virtue signaling as they call it these days, that didn't go away. That stayed even though the values completely changed. Now, I'm not even going to get into all the New Age stuff that came along and that is slowly replacing traditional values, but I will say that even before that happened, even with the traditional values, what we had was this feeling like we're doing something better than other societies. And in some respects, we probably were, but not in all. And I would venture to say that this has caused, in a very indirect way, Americans to think that they are morally superior in the sense of government, politics, so on. In other words, we're not corrupt. We have a sound society. We have a bulletproof system. It is the other countries that are corrupt. We're superior. We have real morals and values that have evolved and taken into account all modern innovation. And again, in some weird way, we are less corrupt. Obviously, these are assumptions, but these are assumptions that people carry around. I'm talking about regular people think this subconsciously, and it's the way that Americans go about understanding themselves. There's corruption in Middle East. There's corruption in Asia, right? There's corruption in South Africa, and everything that we see on the TV, that's all corrupt. But us, no, we're not that corrupt. And what you learn with time, now with internet and everything being on video, everything being in electronic form, it's nearly impossible to cover up scandals of mega proportions. So what we're learning now with technology and time and maturity is that America is just as corrupt, if not more corrupt, than every other society that we critique and look down on. The only difference is America is corrupt with formality. We put on a nice suit and tie and approach corruption in a very different way, but we are as corrupt, if not more corrupt, than everyone else, than every other society. I believe that there is something innocent in our youth when we are young, when we don't have a lot of experience in life, and when we don't understand society, politics, and human behavior at 15 and 20 years old. We may believe certain ideals or what I would call fairy tales about our own societies, about our own governments. But what seems to happen as you mature and you just watch, you don't even have to be actively involved in the conversations. You don't have to be passionate about it. You don't have to be protesting on the street. Just watch. Flip on YouTube and watch. You learn very quickly that just the sheer amount of corruption that is going on every level, on every single layer of society, politics, government, is astonishing. It's beyond belief. Every single day, every single hour, the scandals and the corruptions are so many, so frequent, that we can't even keep up with them. By the time you're wrapping your head around one, a new one already came up, which ties into media and how we're able to spin information and sway public opinion and all that stuff. I don't want to get into that. That's like crazy, crazy how the people in power, the people with tech, the people who are essentially serving you with the content that you look at, they essentially have the power to influence. But without getting into any of that, just coming to understand the level of corruption taking place in America, and I'm saying America specifically because I'm trying to denote the misconception that America is somehow absolved of that. Because what happens is when you start chipping away at the layers, everything begins to crumble. America is not morally superior. They are not less corrupt. And they are not necessarily promoting and influencing their population with healthy and good values. And so all of this stuff has kind of come to light over the past 10 years of just being an observer of what's going on and maybe challenging myself sometimes, my own beliefs, my own questions about things, and it just becomes more and more apparent of what's taking place. And once you come to that realization, you start being more sympathetic and less rigid about your beliefs of other societies, especially societies that you don't understand. You start traveling, you start going out there, you just simply age and become more mature. You start understanding, whoa, not everything's black and white, right? It's not what CNN or Fox told you. It's not what the TV is saying. There is a reality that takes place. And then there is media companies that have agendas and they have stories to tell. And those stories and agendas and the reality are two completely separate things. Okay, so if we understand this like fundamental landscape if we understand the landscape and these fundamentals of how it kind of operates on a global scale. See, I was focusing on America, but this is essentially the reality in most countries. And that's why I said we're more formal about it. Other countries are just not as proficient in perhaps covering it up, or they don't care to, right? They don't invest the time in making their crimes fancy like we do. America is phenomenal at beautifying the corruption, but that corruption exists on a global scale. And we have to understand, and I don't even care about the politics behind this, you just have to understand history itself. Governments, people of power, high status, anything, always operates on either the gray line or on the other side of the line, because there is no way that they can influence, quote unquote, control the population if they follow the same rules that they create. In other words, people who are in high places are essentially above the law. And philosophically, I don't even know if that's a problem. It's more of how this world works. Survival, it ties into the concept of survival of the fittest and the hierarchy. The hierarchy, in a certain sense, has to work that way in order for there to be a society. So I'm not going to get into whether it's good or bad philosophically. I just know that that is what it is, and that is the reality. But let's just say, okay, we understand those fundamental parts of this. Now, what happens is, and this is where the problems begin, we start chipping away and getting rid of, you know, slowly getting rid of traditional values, the values that built the country, the values from which we all come from, our fathers and forefathers, so on. And we start replacing that with, in America specifically, we start replacing that with retardation, absolute and complete madness. And it could be argued where this madness comes from. Is it the way we're living in boxes and in brick buildings that are 100 stories tall, so we're living in little boxes? We drive cars, we don't keep our bodies physically healthy. There could be a million theories why we're essentially losing our mind. But the fact is, it's taking place. And it's taking place in a way with such formality, right? All of that stuff, the agendaed leftism, progressivism, wokeism, all the transgender stuff, all of that stuff, all that garbage, all that sewage. Where's that born, right? Where's it born out of? And sickeningly enough, it's actually taking precedence in certain aspects of society. And it's influencing media and social media. And social media essentially influences our youth, which are the future generations. And this is a nasty cycle that is actually turning into a real problem. Now, but what happened, what essentially happened is that now you have a society that has all these new age retarded ideas. And when I say retarded, I mean by traditional values, by traditional outlook, we would simply call those ideas retarded and insane on every level, whichever way you think about it. And that's why I call it that. I'm not ashamed to say that I'm a traditional thinker and I think all that stuff is retarded on a million different levels. But how do you introduce those types of retarded ideas into society and actually have it stick? So essentially what's happening is, and this is taking place, and I don't know if it's stoppable or not, but the main point of this episode is just to think about that notion, and all of a sudden this comes full circle. The people who are critiquing Western society to be evil, destructive, bad for humanity, and all this stuff, all of a sudden, it's starting to make sense what they're saying. Now I live in a different country, very backed out of politics. I just see some headlines and stuff, and I just watch from afar the struggles that the U.S. is dealing with, the corruption, the scandals, and everything that goes on. And it's becoming, and it sinks in more and more, like, oh, this is what these people who are critiquing it, this is what they meant. And it just grows on me, and it grows on me, and I'm like, wow, okay. America is a disgusting place, promoting disgusting values. I shouldn't say it's a disgusting place. The geography and the topography is not to blame, right? But the influence and the people in power, so on and so forth, it's turning into a disgusting society. It makes me want to vomit when I think about it. And what it is also doing, consequently, at the same time, is it is helping me value societies that are keeping to their traditions. It's not because they're ancient and archaic and they don't get it. No, it's actually just the opposite. They are wise and they get it a lot more than you get it. and they understand that the path that you're taking is a path to destruction, which is what we see happening in the US. And this spans so many different levels of insanity, from children identifying as objects or animals to estrangement issues, this new phenomenon where kids, they estrange their parents, they no longer talk to their parents. That's a pandemic going on, epidemic. There's the issue of, you know, the self, what is that crap? All the, what I think of as self-imposed trauma. I grew up, my parents didn't love me enough, and all this nonsense, like this overindulgence, and I'm a victim, and everyone, all this victimhood, and I need help, and all this stuff. And when you have actual people who really grew up in messed up homes, people who are really suffering, they get looked past. It's the people who actually grew up in decent homes, whining and crying and ignoring their parents and fighting with their siblings. And all of that shit is rooted in what the society is pumping into people on social media with large agenda and all that stuff. The cure to this is essentially less social media. I've been weaning off of social media for years, and I cannot tell you, in the first few years, it's difficult. There's a lot of on and off. Unfortunately, I should say, I'm somewhat tied to social media a little bit because of business, or you could say even podcast or any type of media. If I want to advertise any type of business, if I want to share content, there's a certain level of engagement that I have to have, but I certainly don't have Twitter, Instagram, all this stuff, TikTok, never had TikTok, all this stuff on my phone. So the cure is, first of all, get social media off of your phone. Understand that even if you think you're not brainwashed by the propaganda and the garbage and the nonsense, you are. We all are. We all were and we all are. We are influenced but by the things that we hear and consume. You know, it's a long journey, but get rid of the social media and understand that all of news in any form is agenda driven, and try to see yourself above that. America is not the greatest and the best and the coolest. In fact, it's a cesspool, and it's only getting worse and worse. And every democracy that is following their theme, that outlook and that way, that mahalach, is essentially going to go down the same path. It's self-destruction. It's nasty. We've seen it. There's indications, and we've seen it in history happen over and over. It's almost silly that we're repeating these retarded behaviors. Anyway, the notion that Western society is ultimately evil and bad and destroying this world is no longer a fairy tale concept or a construct by people who don't understand. It is actually wisdom by people who understand very well where societies are taking our world. And the only thing I could essentially do is hope that you broaden your horizon and start seeing what's going on. Until next time, peace. Oh, and there's one more thing I want to add to this topic, kind of finished prematurely. Just popped into my head. The cure, I was talking about social media, the cure to all this retardation is good old-fashioned traditional ethics. As a Jewish person, I would say works that focus on character refinement and values. As a non-religious person, there are different things that you could go to, different avenues you could turn to, but as a religious person, in every religion, you'll have your books, your works. When I was about 17 and getting back into spirituality and kind of relearning everything, I was obsessed with character refinement. And specifically, I would listen to hundreds of CDs from Rav Lazer Brody, who was translating from Rabbi Shalom Arush. And there's a ton, a wealth of knowledge, just the most positive, the most lightweight stuff you could listen to, right? No hardcore. I also read the books, and I really internalized this stuff for years on end. I was really obsessed with it. But character refinement, values, and ethics, building a foundation on that level. And it doesn't matter what your poison, pick your poison, right? You don't like this mahalach, you want that mahalach. There's so many routes. You want to list. You like how Chabad puts it down, how they package it. Start learning Chabad teachings. It doesn't matter what chassidus, what outlook, what route. What matters is, it's all the same fundamentals packaged differently. What matters is a certain level of mussar, ethics, and morals taught from these traditional values for years on end, and embodying it and making it a part of you will literally save you from the retardation of what I just discussed. You will see before your eyes, while other people are being sucked into that black hole, and how their values will change, how they'll lose their mind, you will have a rock to lean on. And I've seen even in my worst times of life, which were more recently, since COVID, so much has happened, so much stress, different things going on, the values, the faith, not becoming swayed, even when it's difficult, they were always there. So again, I think the cure to not falling for these societal traps are ethical works. Now, don't think just because you grow up religious, as I did, that your children are not going to, they're impervious to it. Because even though you could grow up completely religious, send your kids to a religious school, and they're learning those values that I'm talking about now, those ethics, and they're learning all that stuff, they're getting the mussar, they're learning how to be a kind human, a good human, charitable, decent, empathetic, all that stuff, right? They're learning all these values. If they have a smartphone and they spend a few hours a day on social media, eventually this smartphone that they have will outweigh and over-influence that other stuff. So it has to be in combination of not being influenced by the garbage, by the society, these democratic societies that are basically pushing all this stuff on you. So it's a combination of not allowing that in, but also learning that other stuff. If you learn that other stuff and you create a strong foundation, and you don't indulge in the stupidity, the utter stupidity of social media, combined, you will be essentially immune on a certain level. You have to be very careful, but you will be immune on a certain level from falling into those traps. At least it will give you the tools not to fall into those traps completely and utterly. So good luck.